You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Today, I'll show you how you can fly for free using the right combination of loyalty programs and credit cards. Air Canada launches an exciting partnership with Hyatt, and American Express Membership Rewards is set to get a new transfer partner. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for July 17th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and normally I say we kick things off with credit cards, but this week, because there isn't a ton of news to cover, we're just going to mix it up all into one section, and we're going to start it off with a new feature that I put on Rewards Canada, and that is How to Fly for Free, the complete guide for Canadians. So this feature came about because I actually just saw on LinkedIn, and this is something I've seen a lot, but I mean, just recently there were some posts on LinkedIn about how, you know, the age of flying for free is gone with airline loyalty programs and other reward programs and things like that. And this is something that's been in the media and on a lot of points and miles blogs, you name it, that, you know, that era of flying for free is extinct. But the fact of the matter, it actually isn't. And in fact, here in Canada, we have it better than most countries. And I think that's where I think the LinkedIn post was actually talking about the US market or some other markets. But here in Canada, it is entirely possible to fly for free using loyalty programs and credit cards. So what I'll do is I'll kind of follow the guide. You can click the link below in the description if you want to follow along on the guide or just read the guide rather than listen to me discuss it here. But the way it works, so there's loyalty programs in Canada where you can use points to cover the entire airfare. There's credit card programs that let you cover the entire airfare. And then for programs that don't let you use, say, points and miles to cover the entire airfare, you can do the combination of a loyalty program and credit card to cover your entire airfare. So let's dive right into the loyalty programs. I'll talk about the major ones in Canada that do let you cover the entire airfare for free. And we'll start with the big one, Air Canada Aeroplan. A lot of people love their Aeroplan points. They love flying with Air Canada. They love collecting Aeroplan points. And it is possible to use your Aeroplan points to get your flight entirely for free. You'll see on the screen, I have a screenshot of the typical Aeroplan booking procedure where there are four options. You have four options to use points for Aeroplan, and it starts from a low amount of points and a big cash copay all the way up to the fourth option, which is all points and no cash copay. So you're actually using your points to cover fees and taxes as well. So that's simple. It's simple as that. I should have started this off saying it's actually very simple to fly for free as Canadians using programs and credit cards. Of course, the caveat is you have to have enough points to do this. So if you have enough points to do this, you can be flying for free or a combination of points. So going back to Air Canada Aeroplan, you choose option number four and you can get your entire flight for free. I'll put a little asterisk beside that right now as well. I'm not going to talk about the value of the redemption. Points and miles enthusiasts who are well-versed will know that perhaps using, you know, points and miles towards tax and fees may not be the best option, but it is a great option for a lot of Canadians. You know, in this day and age with inflation and costs rising everywhere, we are trying to do our best to save money where we can. So if you can save money on an entire flight and save some money to use towards your vacation, put into savings, use it for something else, you can do that with the loyalty programs and it will help you. And most Canadians are not chasing maximum cents per point, maximum cents per mile, valuations on their rewards and all that. Most Canadians are just wanting to travel and use their points for travel. And if they can travel for free, they will do so. So that's why I'm not going to talk about value right now. So yeah, so if you want to fly for free with Air Canada Aeroplan, you simply select option number four and you cover your entire flight with points. And this can be for economy class, premium economy, business, you name it. You can have that option to redeem your points to cover your entire airfare. So the next big airline program is WestJet and WestJet Rewards. They also offer the option to redeem points towards the entire airfare. We've covered this actually a couple times in our videos since the relaunch of WestJet Rewards. Quite some time ago, we've had quite a few videos about it. They also give you the option so you can redeem points towards the base airfare. And if you recall the old program, when it was still WestJet dollars, you could only redeem towards base airfare. The new program allows you to redeem for all of it. And so when you redeem points, you can redeem 100 points to $1 for base airfare, Plus, you can also do that towards surcharges and any extras you add on at the same time that you're booking your actual flight. So you can get a really good deal there for that. And then you also can redeem points for government surcharges and taxes. The redemption rate there is a little bit lower, 105 to 115 points to $1, but still a very, you know, decent option to use to get your entire airfare for free. You can see the screenshot on your screen of how that booking process works. You basically have to select WestJet points, select how many points you want to use, and then you can use points towards extras. Now, what I should note too is WestJet goes one step further than Air Canada Aeroplan in being able to use points for flights. If you happen to add seat selection fees or baggage fees to your booking, you can redeem points towards those as well at this time. So you can get your entire flight plus extras for free because you can cover those extra fees using your WestJet points. Now, you can even go in after the fact and add seat selection, baggage fees and all that after you've booked, but it's gonna be at the redemption rate of 105 to 115 points or so to $1 rather than 100 points to $1 when you add those at the time of booking. So if you can pre-plan everything, you ideally wanna put as much as you can for extras on your WestJet booking right when you're booking the flight, because then you'll get better value for your points. There, I'm talking about value, even though I said I wasn't gonna talk about value until later on. So those are the two big airline programs in Canada that let you cover your flights for free. It's easy, it's super easy to do, but like I said, the main thing is you need to have enough points. And I know some people say, well, nothing's ever free, you're not getting these for free, you're spending on your credit cards, you're flying, you know, with Air Canada, WestJet, turn those points. Those are things you'd be doing anyways, whether you're spending cash on a credit card, debit, you name it. If you're earning points, that's the whole premise of the loyalty programs. And so, yeah, so, you know, technically nothing is for free, but I'm using free in the term of that you are having a $0 outlay at the time of booking, or even afterwards. I'll talk about credit cards and that, in that you are not putting out any money for the actual flight. Yeah, you've spent money on your credit cards. Yeah, you've spent money to stay in hotels and earn Aeroplan points on those stays, you name it. But those are just day-to-day actions, everyday actions that I consider, you know, that you have to do anyways. So for all intents and purposes, you know, we are looking at the actual cost of a flight and you're getting it for free. So now we'll look at the next big rewards program in Canada, and that is Blue Rewards, or what they used to be known as Air Miles. And Air Miles was the one that took a lot of flack for taxes and fees on their flights, because before they switched to Expedia earlier this year, you could only redeem miles at that time towards the base fare. So if you had one of those Air Transat fares that was $2 to Europe and like $900 in fees, you could redeem 20 Air Miles. So the value was good, but you could only redeem 20 Air Miles to cover the $2, and you'd still be on the hook for the $900 in fees. So when they switched to Expedia, they added the option where you could use miles to cover the entire flight. And that is still the case with Blue Rewards. Of course, the numbers are different because everything's multiplied by 16. The value is the same, but you basically can redeem Blue Rewards points for your entire airfare. You'll see the screenshot from my Blue Rewards account of a booking where I didn't book this, but you know, an example of how the airfare is $0 after applying points the entire charge. And it's a very simple process. You can pick a small amount, you can pick all amount. And I should say that about a lot of these options. So WestJet, you know, you just have to redeem a minimum of 2,500 points. So you may not fly for free if you don't have enough points, but you can use it to get a discounted flight. Of course, Aeroplan has those other options, the first three options where you can use less points and more cash. So there's a lot of flexibility, but of course we're focusing on the free flights. So Blue Rewards, you can use your points to cover the entire airfare. I know this caused some confusion at the start when they first launched this. Some people are like, oh my God, the flights are so expensive now with Blue Rewards. But what had happened was in the old Air Miles program before they switched to Expedia, you were seeing how many miles it took to cover the base airfare. And when they switched, the miles they showed at that time, of course it's points now, was showing covering taxes and fees as well. So that's why it looked like the actual amount of miles increased, but it didn't. If you switched to just base airfare, it would have been the same amount of miles as before. So that's where that confusion arose, but the value is still there in Blue Rewards. The other two major programs where you can cover your entire flight with points, and I'm talking loyalty programs, not so much credit cards, are Scene Plus. So the same thing, they use the same booking engine, Expedia, like they do with Blue Rewards. So you can choose to use as little as 1 point all the way to enough points to cover the entire airfare. I didn't have enough Scene Plus points in my account. You can see on the screenshot here, I would still have to pay, but it's just an example. You can use the full amount of Scene Plus points when you're booking via Scene Plus Travel. And then the other one is More Rewards. So the loyalty program for Save On Foods, you know, Overweighty Food Group. They also have credit cards. You also have the same booking engine. Any of these ones that use the Expedia, it's the same thing. You use as little as 1 point and go all the way to covering your entire flight for free. It covers taxes, fees, you know, surcharges, you name it. You can go and pay $0 for your flights using these programs. So that is a look at the loyalty programs where you can redeem your points to get flights for free. Now we'll look at credit card reward programs. So basically the majority of credit card reward programs in Canada, you can get your flights for free because majority of them are any travel at any time options. So what does that mean? That means you can go book travel with whomever you want, wherever you want, for whenever you want. And then once the charge shows up on your account, you redeem points against the charge. So Amex membership rewards, Scene Plus with Scotiabank cards and Tangerine now as well, BMO rewards, TD rewards, ATB rewards for those in Alberta. There's a lot of options out there. National Bank a la carte lets you do it as well. So once that charge shows up on your account, you redeem points against the charge. It works like a cash back card. So if your flight is $350.50 and say you have 35,050 Amex membership rewards, points, well, you can use that 35,050. You'll get $350.50 back as a statement credit, and your flight is free. And that's the same across all of those programs. You know, BMO Rewards, same thing. You book your own flight, redeem points against the charge. TD allows you to do it. They have the better option of booking through Expedia, though, and that would be the same as the Expedia engine, which I just showed you for the other programs. Now, you have a couple other programs where you can book any travel at any time, and you can get your flights for free. But you don't go out and book with whoever you want. You have to book with their agency, at least to get the best value. Here I go about value. I said I wasn't going to talk about value, but if you want the best value, that's RBC Avion Rewards, CIBC Rewards, which is Aventura. A lot of us call it Aventura Rewards, but they actually, their nomenclature is CIBC Rewards. Then you also have MBNA Rewards with the MBNA Rewards Worldly MasterCard. All of those, you know, you book through their travel agency or their reward agency, and that is where you get the best value, and you can redeem points towards taxes and fees. So like something like CIBC Aventura and RBC Avion with their fixed reward charts, of course they have the fixed points amounts, you know, like 15,000 points for a flight to a neighboring province or state or within your own province, but then you have to pay the taxes and fees on top. So you have the fixed amount, but then they have a separate redemption amount where you redeem points towards the tax and fees. So again, if you have enough points, you can cover your entire flight by doing that. And then they also give your any travel anytime. So if the flight doesn't work out through the chart, you can just book a flight, a hotel, you name it, through those agencies, through their reward agencies, redeem points for entire charge, and you are flying for free. And I should say, I guess I just mentioned hotels, a lot of the, especially these any travel anytime credit cards, it's not just flights for free, it's hotels for free, it's car rentals for free, anything to do with that they count as a travel redemption, you can redeem your points against the entire charge. You'll notice on the screen, I have put up a screenshot. This is American Express membership rewards. So if you book through Amex Travel, you can redeem points through their site. Of course, you can do the any travel anytime and just redeem points against the charge. But if you're booking through Amex Travel, you get the option, you know, a slider option right there where you can redeem points against the charge, where you can redeem points for that flight right then and there. This is a screenshot. I've talked about this in previous videos about the American Express Platinum Cards International Airline Program where you get discounted WestJet flights. So you'll notice in the feature, if you go click the link below and go to the actual feature, the guide, you'll see I use the same example, Vancouver to Toronto across all of them. You'll notice that flight costs less through Amex Travel, and that's because WestJet is an international airline partner of the Platinum Card, and you get a discount on all WestJet flights except for Ultra Basic. So it actually ends up being less cost there and less points. So just something to make note of if you're booking flights like this and using points to cover your entire airfare. So that is, you know, credit cards in a nutshell of how you can fly for free with them. So again, as long as you have enough credit card points, you can fly for free. Oh, and I should note actually, you know, with some of these programs, you don't even have to have the points at the time you book. So if you're booking that any travel anytime where the charge just shows up on your account, you can have anywhere from 60 days, which is National Bank, after the charge posts to redeem your points towards that charge. So you have a couple months afterwards to, you know, fully get your flight for free. But, you know, National Bank is the lowest at 60 days. Bank of Montreal is 90 days. But then you get people like Scene Plus through Scotia and Tangerine or American Express Membership Rewards. You have 12 months. You have up to a year afterwards to redeem your points towards that charge still so that you can get that flight for free. So you don't have to have the points ahead of time. Whereas something like your CIBC Aventura and RBC Avion Rewards, MBNA Rewards, you have to have those points at the time of booking. Now you don't have to if you use their statement credit options, but then we open up a whole nother bag of worms because the redemption rates are lower because their cashback statement credit options are not like Amex membership rewards and some of the others because they are lower value. So something like RBC Avion rewards, their redemption rate goes down quite a bit if you use their statement credit options. So not advisable. So that you can tell that some programs are more flexible and they do a better job of helping you being able to fly for free. So the last thing we're going to look at in terms of programs and how to fly for free with them are the airline programs where you cannot use points or miles from that actual program to redeem for taxes and fees. So this is most US programs. Here in Canada, we have Porter Airlines VI Porter and Canadian North Aurora Rewards, where you cannot use the points towards taxes and fees. So Porter, like I said, United, you can't. And then a lot of our popular European or Asian airlines that we like to talk about, like Cathay, British Airways, Air France, KLM, Flying Blue. At this point in time, none of them have the option to redeem miles or points towards taxes and fees. So that's where you do the combination. So you use your program miles or points. So like say Flying Blues, I have the example up on the screen. You use your miles for, you know, whatever they cover with miles. But then you see there is the cash component that you have to pay as well. So that's where you would go and use one of those Any Travel at Any Time credit cards. And you put the taxes and fees on that card, and once that charge shows up on your card account, you redeem the card's points for that charge. So you've used your Air France KLM Flying Blue miles to cover the award flight, and say you put the taxes and fees on your Platinum card from American Express, you could use your membership rewards points to cover the taxes and fees once that charge shows up. So by using those two together, you are now flying for free on that Air France KLM Flying Blue award flight. And that's the same for all the different airline programs where you have to pay the taxes and fees and they don't give you the option. So pretty simple thing to do. You can combine your programs. I will note, as I mentioned in the guide though, the only issue that can arise by using the two separate programs is the potential loss of some insurance coverage. So I just mentioned using the Platinum card for the Flying Blue reward flight. You would not get like your baggage delay, flight delay, those type of insurance coverages off the Platinum because most of them stipulate that you have to pay 75% all the way up to 100% of the flight cost on your credit card to get that coverage. And if you're only paying, you know, $200 of the taxes and fees on a ticket, that may be worth over $1,000. That is not 75%, that's not 100%. So you lose out on most of those coverages. Something like emergency medical, that doesn't matter. As long as you're a cardholder, you get that coverage, but it's kind of the direct flight insurance, you know, trip cancellation, trip interruption. Now we do have, you know, the National Bank Rural Elite MasterCard. That is a card that will cover you when you use points or miles and use that card towards tax and fees. So now if you're somebody who is redeeming, you know, a lot of points miles from a variety of programs and don't want to have a credit card for each program. Now that's actually what I should mention. I should have mentioned this before talking about, you know, this split. If you have an Aeroplan credit card, say, and you use Aeroplan points for your flight, your Aeroplan card will cover you in terms of insurance. Usually the, you know, the program's own cards will cover you. Same thing with membership rewards, things like that. So if you're booking via Amex Travel and you use all membership rewards points, you have your Amex card, you're going to get that coverage. But if you don't, say you're booking from a variety of programs and you can't either get a co-brand credit card or don't have a co-brand credit card for select programs, that's where this National Bank Rural Elite MasterCard comes into play because they don't have that 75% or 100% stipulation. They say as long as part of the travel is put on your card, you get that coverage. So if you're not somebody who flies Air France, KLM a lot, you know, ideally this example I put up on the screen, you want to put the taxes and fees on the National Bank card because then you would get your flight delay, baggage delay, all those different types of flight insurance coverages on your card and on that travel. So that is a look at how Canadians can fly for free. It's actually really easy and we actually have a lot of options. You'll notice the programs I mentioned that don't let you cover taxes and fees with their own proprietary points and miles are a lot of US airlines, Asian, European. So we're pretty lucky outside of Porter and Canadian North. Maybe Porter will get there where they start letting you use points towards taxes and fees. That would be awesome. So hopefully that's the case. But right now, you know, the two biggies, Air Canada, Aeroplan, and WestJet Rewards, you can cover. And of course, the big loyalty programs, Blue Rewards, Scene Plus, More Rewards, they all let you cover your entire airfare as well with points. So the last thing we'll talk about is the value, as I mentioned. It's like, do you want to be redeeming points to get your flights for free? Points and miles enthusiasts will say it depends on the program. So something like Blue Rewards, Scene Plus, the proprietary credit cards where you're doing Any Travel Anytime, absolutely, because the value stays the same across the board. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, Air Canada Aeroplan, you pick that option number 4, you are actually redeeming points at a lower value than picking, say, option number three, which is the standard redemption option, which is kind of following the reward chart. I know they're dynamically priced, but that kind of follows the reward chart the closest, where there's a little bit of cash copay for the taxes and fees. So somebody who's really pushing cents per point or cents per mile maximization, they typically will not be picking option number four with Aeroplan. They'd rather pay cash. They'd save, even if it's only 3,000 points, or but it could be, you know, as high as 40,000 points. You never know. They'd rather save those and redeem them at higher value for a future reward ticket. Same goes for your like RBC Avion Rewards, the Air Redemption Schedule, or the CIBC Aventura Rewards Chart, because the reward charts are where you get the most value out of those programs. And those, of course, only cover the base airfare. So when you're redeeming for the taxes and fees, you're only getting 100 points to $1. So you're getting a 1% return or 1 cent per point versus, you know, potentially 2.33 or pushing up to 2.91% return, you know, with the 1.25 earn rates and all that stuff on Avion. So people would rather just pay cash for that and save the points where they can get more value. But like I said earlier in the video, a lot of Canadians don't care about pushing the maximum CPP, CPM value. If they know they can get something for free and have that cash in their wallet, and that's the other thing you have to think about. You're saving that cash, you put it into a savings account, you start earning interest on it. Hey, you know what? That's making up for that loss of difference in your CPP or CPM value. So there's so many different parts of this spider web of loyalty and points that people can take into consideration. So just know that, yeah, so some of the redemption options, and that's the other one I should mention, WestJet too. You know, when you use points for the taxes and fees, you are getting lower value than what you're using towards the base airfare and the extras that you're adding on at the time of booking. But again, the difference is not that huge. So if you want your flight for free, do it. You know, we as Canadians are lucky. We have the options to get our flights 100% for free, and it is relatively easy to do as long as you are earning enough points and miles. And of course, we here at Rewards Canada, that is our model, right? More miles, more points, more rewards. We are giving you all the tips and tricks so that you can earn many more miles, many more points, so that you can do things like fly for free. And now we'll jump into the next news we have, and that is the exciting news from Air Canada Aeroplan. They have launched a new partnership with Hyatt. World of Hyatt is the name of the program of the Hyatt hotels. So this new collaboration comes 14 years after the last Air Canada Hyatt partnership ended. That was between Air Canada Aeroplan, but at that time it was called Hyatt Gold Passport. At that time it was just an earning partnership, really, I believe. I don't know, and maybe conversion from Hyatt to Air Canada. But this one even goes beyond most hotel airline partnerships, because there's like elite status, there's redemption options, there's not just your points earning and conversion, like usually it's just hotel to airline conversion, and then the option to choose to earn Aeroplan points or like airline points instead of hotel points. That's what most hotel airline partnerships are. Outside of course, we've been now seeing in the last few years these enhanced partnerships. Marriott's been doing a lot of them, Accor's been doing a lot of them. Hyatt has the one with American Advantage. So now they have Air Canada Aeroplan, but this one goes even beyond those. So let's take a look at the details of this partnership. So the first thing is what I just mentioned about earning Aeroplan points instead of, say, hotel points. So you can choose to earn Aeroplan points instead of World of Hyatt points. This is good for people who don't frequent Hyatts very much, where, you know, earning the hotel, the World of Hyatt points is more valuable. Usually if you're staying at hotels enough, it's almost always better to earn the hotel points than the airline points. But if you're like staying at Hyatt once per year, maybe twice per year, it's probably better to go Aeroplan points if you're an Aeroplan points earner. Of course, if you're not earning a lot of Aeroplan points, then neither. You know, you can pick or choose which one works best for you. But in this case, for people who don't frequent Hyatts very much, you can choose to earn Aeroplan points, 500 points per stay. All you do is give them your Aeroplan number at check-in and tell them you want to earn the Aeroplan points on the stay. That's the basic earn rate that we see with a lot of airline hotel partnerships, but here's where we get beyond that. So the big one, I think, for a lot of Canadians is new accelerated earn rates on the Aeroplan co-brand credit cards and Hyatt points earning when you use those credit cards as well. So this only happens on Hyatt stays. So don't confuse this that you're gonna earn Hyatt points on all your Aeroplan co-brand credit card spending. It's just on Hyatt stays. So if you have one of the Aeroplan premium credit cards, so this is what Rewards Canada calls ultra premium. So these are your Visa Infinite privileges from TD and CIBC and the Amex Aeroplan Reserve card. You're gonna earn 2 World of Hyatt points and 2 Aeroplan points per Canadian dollar spent on Hyatt stays. So that's pretty decent right there. So that's a bump up from the 1.5 Aeroplan points you earn on these premium cards. And then of course you get the World of Hyatt bonus points, which is great. I should note, this is not over and above the base earn rates or like the other accelerator rates on the card. This is instead of. So like the 2 Aeroplan points is instead of 1.5. Now, if you have one of the premium business cards, or as we call them, ultra premium, so this is only the Amex Aeroplan Business Reserve card, you're going to earn 2.5 Aeroplan points per dollar spent plus the 2 World of Hyatt points. This is a 0.5 bump up. The card normally earns 2 points per dollar for hotels, so you're getting an extra half a point on those Hyatt stays. Core cards, or as we call premium cards, these are your Visa Infinites from TD and CIBC and the American Express Aeroplan card. They earn 1.5 Aeroplan points per dollar at Hyatt hotels, and then 1 bonus World of Hyatt point as well per dollar. And then the core business cards, which are the CIBC Aeroplan Visa Business and TD Aeroplan Visa Business, are 2 Aeroplan points per dollar spent and 1 World of Hyatt point. So that's probably one of the biggest parts of this partnership, are those accelerated earn rates. In some ways, this competes with the Marriott Bonvoy card, but not really. This is kind of the only other credit card with a direct hotel partnership, but it is, you know, it's limited to Hyatt stays. It's not like the Marriott card where you're earning points on all purchases made on the card. So it's kind of a hybrid version, but it's out there. So if you're a big time Hyatt user living in Canada where we don't have a Hyatt credit card, ideally you'd probably want to jump on an Aeroplan card so that you're also earning extra Hyatt points on your Hyatt stays. So next up in the partnership is the ability to convert World of Hyatt points to Aeroplan points. So you can convert 2-to-1, starting at 5,000 points from World of Hyatt to Aeroplan. And that's open for all World of Hyatt members. And then there's an option to convert Aeroplan points to World of Hyatt points, but this is like the Marriott partnership. It's only for Aeroplan Elite members. Again, it is a 2-to-1. So it's 2 Aeroplan points to 1 World of Hyatt point. Those conversion options aren't that great. They're probably gonna be the least used for a lot of people, unless you were sitting on a ton of Aeroplan points that you know you're not gonna use them if you're an Aeroplan Elite member. And World of Hyatt members, kind of same thing, maybe more so if you have stranded points. You're not a big World of Hyatt user and you can use the Aeroplan points more, you'd maybe want to convert them over. And maybe there'll be bonuses too in the future, transfer bonuses, where you can get even more value out of those transfer options. And then the next benefit, this is the one that kind of goes beyond the other partnerships that we see between airline and hotel programs, is the ability to redeem points from each other's programs for free nights or free flight certificates. So World of Hyatt members can convert points over to Aeroplan. So 75,000 World of Hyatt points will give you a 30,000 point certificate to use with Air Canada. So basically you're getting 30,000 points to use towards a flight with Air Canada. Vice versa, and this, I think this one's gonna be the more popular one, is converting Aeroplan points for Hyatt free night awards. So this is very unique in that you can convert 25,000 Aeroplan points to get a Category 1-to-4 free night awards. You can use it at any Hyatt hotel that is Category 1-to-4. So there's some potential big value in that. And then you can convert 75,000 Aeroplan points to a Category 1-to-7 free night awards. You can get almost, you get to the second highest level of Hyatt hotels with a free night award. So some potential big value there too, if used correctly. Of course, before doing any of those conversions, I would make sure that, yeah, I can get a hotel, you know, a Category 7 hotel with a lot of value before you convert those Aeroplan points over. But just a really cool option, I think, in being able to convert from both programs to get these kind of certificates that you can use in each other's programs. Then the last part of the partnership we'll look at are elite benefits between the two. So Aeroplan Elite status members and eligible premium card holders, so these are the Infinite Privileges and higher, and like the Amex Reserve, you have the opportunity to achieve Hyatt status faster with an annual 90-day challenge. So within that 90-day challenge, once you start it, you can get Discover status with only 4 nights, you can get Explorer status with 10 nights, and then Globalist status with 20 nights at Hyatt Hotel. So you have to do 20 nights within 90 days to get that Globalist status. The card holders, in addition to those challenges, also receive complimentary Discover status. So I guess you don't even have to do that 4-night challenge right away if you get complimentary Discover status right away. You get 5-tier qualifying nights as well towards your World of Hyatt status for being one of the premium card holders. Of course, we call ultra premium. And they give you 2 chances at that 90-day challenge for being a premium card holder. So if you don't make it in the first 90 days, you can do the challenge again so that you can achieve the higher status with World of Hyatt. And then on the flip side, World of Hyatt status members, they get an annual benefit. Discoverists, Explorers, and Globalists get an annual benefit where they receive a $20 Air Canada flight credit after linking their accounts. And that's an annual benefit. They'll get $20 every year to use towards the Air Canada flight. And then coming later this year, there will also be a fast track challenge to Aeroplan Elite status. So that is the Air Canada Aeroplan Hyatt partnership in a nutshell. It's an excellent looking partnership. Very good, I'd say more so for international travelers, because of course Hyatt does not have that big a footprint in Canada yet. We're something around 30 hotels or so nationwide. I know they are growing that. They want to like grow that quite a bit, but still, you know, to get to the levels of Marriott, IHG, Wyndham, it's going to take them a long time. So it's great to see this, but I think outside of frequent travelers, which I mean, this is of course targeted towards frequent travelers, but outside of frequent travelers, the partnership may not have as much utility, but it's, you know, it's still a good thing to have. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're not that frequent a traveler, that's where you choose to earn the 500 Aeroplan points on your Hyatt stay rather than earning World of Hyatt points and things like that. So, you know, I'm excited about the partnership, and I know a lot of people in the Points and Miles community are super excited about this partnership too. And the last major news for this week, this just came out about an hour before I started shooting this video. We have a new transfer partner coming to American Express Membership Rewards. So all Accor Live Limitless will become an Amex Membership Rewards transfer partner here in Canada. It's launching later this summer. So this is exciting news. This brings them back up to 7 partners because we just lost Etihad Guest last month. So we're going to have, 4 airlines and 3 hotels as a transfer partners. So this partnership, we'll give you more details. The news will be official soon. This came out prematurely on Accor's site. It wasn't supposed to come out yet. So we're just kind of giving you advance notice. There's going to be a lot more coverage of this coming up in the next few weeks. The transfer ratio is 1,000 membership rewards points to 500 all rewards points. So it's a 2-to-1 ratio. Now you have to remember, Accor program is a flat rate redemption program. So these points work out to 2 euro cents per point. So you're getting 1 euro cent per membership reward point in value. Now that's euro cents. So in Canadian dollars, that's 1.6 roughly per point that you're getting. So it's a pretty decent redemption rate actually at 2-to-1 in terms of value. And of course, this is big because Accor actually has a big footprint in Canada, but a lot of people aren't that aware of it. It's Fairmont Hotels, right? So Fairmont is part of Accor, and Fairmont Hotels are coast to coast, but then we also have, you know, Sofitel and Novotel in Ontario and Quebec. We have the M Gallery, the Belmont in Vancouver, and then coming up here soon in Banff, we have the Rimrock, which is the first Emblems collection in North America, will be part of the program as well. They were supposed to open here at the start of July, but I just actually was looking the other day, a few days ago, to see if they had opened yet. They're not. Their renovations should be done soon, hopefully maybe in August they'll be opening. And they also have a bonus offer, 2x points for stays at the Rimrock when you book their, you know, their kind of opening rate. So just if you are looking to earn even more Accor points. But yeah, so that's just the gist of it. It's a very simple transfer process. I think it's a great new transfer partner. It'll make sense for a lot of people. And of course, Accor Hotels has a huge footprint in Europe, Asia, South America. They have a huge footprint worldwide. Maybe not as much as Marriott, but they have some really good locations in a lot of places around the world. So this is also a really ideal option in terms of people looking to save on their stays within all the different brands that fall under the Accor hotel brands. I could see, you know, people who stay at Fairmont's quite a bit in Canada, maybe jumping on Amex cards now if they don't have an Amex card already, because that will help them earn more points technically, you know, because you can transfer them for their Accor program. So like I said, this news is in its infancy. I will have more for you in the coming weeks. So just stay tuned to Rewards Canada for all that news. You know, we're posting this stuff as soon as we can, as soon as we learn about it. You'll find it on our socials. And of course, we'll cover it in our weekly videos that week whenever the news does come out. And speaking of Etihad Guest, because I mentioned how they are no longer an Amex transfer partner, I had the luxury of sitting down on a very small and intimate round table with some of their executives here in Calgary just the other day, just ahead of their launch of the Calgary Abu Dhabi route coming up later this fall. I'll just give you some quick notes. I don't have my article written yet. I'll put it up on the site, but I'm just going from memory here. So they are launching the route 1 week earlier than they had planned. Bookings are much stronger than they had expected. So perhaps that means they will be increasing, you know, from 4 flights per week to 5, 6, maybe even 7 sooner than they hope. No word on it yet, but that's exciting news. What else did they tell me? They said they have 10 of their flight crew here in Alberta, exploring Alberta, Calgary, taking pictures, just learning about, you know, Alberta and Calgary so that they can promote the province and the city to people flying on Etihad on other routes. So that's really cool. So they are taking this seriously. They're not just launching this route. They're helping promote Alberta and Calgary. You know, Rewards Canada is a Tourism Calgary partner, and they do a lot of work to promote Calgary to the world, and Etihad is helping do that. So that's really cool. I thought that was really cool. The other good thing to note is they will be, of course, using just the Aspire Lounge here in Calgary for business class passengers, because with four flights per week, well, there's no need for them to open their own lounge, of course. But so yeah, they'll be using the Aspire Lounge. But they are also working on adding their chauffeur service for business class. So if you're flying business class out of Calgary, you can use their chauffeur service. It may not be ready for when the route launches. They are still, I think, going out for bid and have an RFP, those type of things out. But just note that it will be the first time in Calgary that there will be a chauffeur service for business class passengers. So that's really cool. So I have an article will be coming out on Rewards Canada in the coming days. So be sure to keep an eye out for that as well. Now we talk about Rewards Canada's 25th anniversary. We have our next contest just launched today on the 17th. It is another prize of 250,000 Blue Rewards points. That's almost $1,700 worth of Blue Rewards points that you can enter for a chance to win. You have until July 31st to join in on this contest. Yeah, 250,000 Blue Rewards points. A lot of points that somebody can use for travel, merchandise, any type of rewards, right, with the Blue Rewards program. So make sure to enter the contest when you get a chance. And that will bring us into Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. So the Rewards Canada Bonus Blast is where we take a look at some of the more significant bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website over the past week. We'll start it off with Air Canada Aeroplan, who are offering 50% bonus SQC on flights to and from Montreal. So you're going to get an extra 2 status qualifying credits per dollar spent on new bookings for round trip travel or 2 one ways to or from Montreal, to or from Canadian destinations. So if you're flying Calgary to Montreal, Vancouver to Montreal, Halifax to Montreal, you can earn these bonus SQC and vice versa. You have to book these flights by July 22nd. So if you're watching this video after July 22nd, this promotion will be over, and it's good for travel until September 15th. It's valid only on new bookings after July 16th. So if you booked before that, you will not earn the bonus SQC. No registration is required. Just book your flights, make sure your Aeroplan number is on your reservation, and you will earn those bonus SQC. And we have another Canadian airline with a bonus offer. So Porter Airlines is offering bonus VI Porter points on a selection of their new routes. So this, I believe, is a targeted offer. You have to check your email for it. So check your inbox to see if you have it, and you have to activate the offer via the email. I don't have a link for the bonus offer or anything, so you just have to check your email if you have it. It's up to 2,500 points on their new routes. You get 2,000 bonus points for flying in Porter Reserve, 1,000 on Porter Classic, and 500 extra points if you have a Bebo VI Porter MasterCard. This one also needs to be booked by July 22nd, but this one is good for travel until January 15th, 2027. And the last bonus we'll look at is another targeted offer. So Marriott Bonvoy is out with their newest exclusively for you targeted offers. So these come out, I think, every quarter or so. So what you have to do is log into your Marriott Bonvoy account, go to Promotion Central and see if you're targeted for it. These are all good until October 31st. Some of the offers include double elite night credits. You get double elite nights on every stay you have until October 31st. Some are 5,000 points on weekend stays. Another offers like 15,000 points for every 5 nights you stay, and you can earn it 3 times for up to 45,000 points. There's also an offer to earn 10 bonus elite night credits, and there's a few others out there as well. So just log into your account and see if you're targeted for them. I unfortunately was not targeted this time with those offers. As always, be sure to check out the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel. It's at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. You'll find flight bonuses, hotels, car rentals, you name it. So don't book any travel until you check that to see if you can earn more miles, more points, and more rewards. A quick reminder that you will find the links to all the topics we covered in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think who can benefit from our topics that we cover in our videos, and leave us a comment below where there's a question on things we covered today or anything else to do with loyalty and credit cards around the world, not just Canada, or if you have a correction on something I got wrong, or if you just want to say hi. I do my best to respond to all comments. And that's all she wrote for this video. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca and or our socials on a daily basis. We are at Rewards Canada on most social media platforms. And the reason why you want to check us out on a daily basis is because there are things we cover that do not make it into this video. And there are short-term things that may not make it into our weekly newsletter that comes out on Friday. But at the very least, if you want a roundup of everything to do with loyalty and credit cards in Canada, subscribe to that newsletter. Like I said, it comes out on Fridays. And then on Saturdays is our bonus bulletin. That is our roundup of all of the bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website for that week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.